Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by OPEIU and the West Virginia AFL-CIO. We appreciate their support. Joining me today from AFG Local 3331, we've got Nathan James, president. Nathan, welcome to Union Edge.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being with us today. You are in the D.C. area, and you represent the workers and employees of the EPA. Talk to us about the budget cuts and what that is doing and why it's a problem for the American taxpayer.
Well, what we're doing is we're trying to keep focused on the work that we have before us, but at the same time, we're shaking in our boots over what kind of budget we're going to have to continue to be able to accomplish our mission, as well as we're being threatened with reductions in the numbers of employees that will actually be able to provide those services. What this means for the everyday American is that they're going to see increases in the amounts of pollutions in air and water.
Nathan, you're talking about the EPA and its mission and what you guys do almost like it's a military operation. Are you, like many other federal employees, a veteran?
I am actually a retired veteran. Served 20 years in the United States Marine Corps and 17 years with the United States EPA. And strangely, I took the exact same oath when I entered both of those services.
There you go. Now, it seems to me that if you spend 20 years in the military and you spend another 17 years working for the EPA, you're not adverse to hard work, and you've got a can-do, will-do, get-it-done-with-pride kind of attitude, yeah?
That's correct, just as many of the employees here at EPA headquarters.
Absolutely. Now, when you guys are trying to get your job done, if you are hamstrung because you don't have the people, you don't have the resources, and you are not given the wherewithal that you need to get your job done, what do we have to do to make sure that you have the resources that you need to get the job done that you raised your right hand and took an oath to do?
The number one thing that everyday Americans can do to ensure that this agency continues to be able to protect them and the environment would be to reach out to their representatives and senators and let them know that these cuts are harmful to the whole, you know, to the whole country.
Now, we understand as military members, as veterans, and as civil servants, you know, we need to be judicious when we use taxpayer funds and taxpayer resources. Doesn't sound to me like you guys are being frivolous with this. So why is it you don't have the resources? Is it because sequestration? Is it because somebody in the current administration doesn't like the EPA and its regulations? What is it?
Well, I can't speak to what goes on well up into the upper levels of the agency's decision making, but I know that when you make a cut into the budget of this agency and you're reducing it as much as 31%, to an agency that's already been struggling to get the mission done with us. You got to understand that at EPA, we have approximately, when we were at our high, 15,000 employees trying to basically cover the globe. You know, we are the U.S. EPA, but we're interested, you know, we look into things that go on all around the world as far as the environment is concerned, and 15,000 employees is going to be cut by at least 25%, and your budget is going to be cut at least 31%, that's going to make a mission that was already difficult nearly impossible to do now. And I can assure you that we as everyday citizens are going to suffer increases in respiratory diseases. We're going to see some of this have a drastic effect on children because they're smaller than we are, and, of course, their organs and how they're affected. They take in pollutants at a much higher rate than adults do. So we're going to see a lot of health issues come out of these reductions because we are basically we're going to be decreased to a point where all that this agency will be able to do is take the blame for what's not able to be done.
Nathan, as I am talking to you, I am getting flashbacks from conversations that I had with people up in the Flint, Michigan area. You are, in very professional language, describing the deterioral or the effects that this is going to have on the population. Children run the risk of becoming sick because of this. Families run the risk of becoming sick because of this. It's going to have an environmental impact. It's going to have an impact on the citizenry, the taxpayers, the voters in this country. But we have the wherewithal to change this, don't we? Go ahead, finish that. If we raise Cain with our elected officials, we can get them to stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What is it? I'm going to ask you this, and I'm a former member of the American Federation of Government Employees. What you are trying to do as a retired military member, as a veteran, as a civil servant who's serving your country after military service in the civil service is a wonderful thing. What can we do? What do you want us out here in the field to do? And we're going to do it.
I would ask that everyone do some research on what EPA does, because there's a lot of work that the agency does that regular citizens are unaware of. They don't know what a brownfield is. Look those things up, brownfields, Superfund sites, and it'll give you a better understanding of what we don't know about how pollutants and how corporations and big money dump chemicals and waste into the environment and the negative impact it has on families. And as a result of that, please contact your representatives in the House and your senators and let them know that we cannot afford to cut EPA anywhere, not in the budget and not in its workforce. Well, matter of fact, you need to be increasing it, but at worst, leave it alone and give it the funds that it needs to ensure that the American public remains safe.
You know, I'm thinking to myself, they're trying to cut you guys so corporations don't, you don't have to say this, you don't have to agree with it, so corporations don't have to be good citizens and not pollute the environment. They're trying to cut the VA hospitals personnel-wise so they can outsource and get a hold of some of that government money to put into the hands of corporations. There are some things that are inherently governmental, and health and safety are inherently governmental. And quite frankly, every time we get the private sector saying, oh, we can do a better job, people get sick and people die. You stay on top of it. We're going to support you out here, and thanks for what you're doing.
Hey, and thank you.
That was Nathan James, president of AFGE Local 3331. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.